So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Buenas tardes, buenas noches, everyone. It's really great to be here. My story actually happened not too long ago, although it brings back memories of childhood, because we always had dogs at home. The first dog I remember was Chirinola. She even came with us from Mexico with papers and all. and then we also had Espiridion, Speedy for short, and he was run over by a truck. I know. And then there was Puppy. Puppy died the same day my brother was killed in Vietnam. So dogs have always had this very special place. Well, this happened when I was living in Kansas City. I came home for the holidays, and I met Oreo. I had heard my mother talk about Oreo, but I'd never met her. And Oreo was a white with chocolate sprinkles kind of dog, really cute. And she roamed the neighborhood free and went and came as she pleased. She could bark, she could chase dogs, cars, she fought with dogs, she did everything. She had a pack that she ran with. But her story goes back even earlier. She had come to Laredo from Chicago with a family. And the family was there for a couple of years. They were doing fine until the father couldn't find a job, started drinking. The mother said, enough, packed up the kids, her pertenencias, and went back to Chicago and left poor Oreo alone. Oreo then had to fend for herself. So she went around and became the neighborhood dog. And so she would go in the morning and lay around in the morning sun in one yard, and the afternoon she'd go to another yard and lay around under the nogal for shade, you know, Laredo. And also she would get fed in different homes. So at first it was a little awkward, but then she realized she could have as much food as she wanted, because she'd go around to all the different houses. But she didn't have a place to sleep. That was always a problem. Where was she going to spend the night? Well, Oreo liked to mess around. And one day, somebody called the perrera on her, the dog catcher. And sure enough, they came. She didn't know who they were, so she was friendly. She flopped her ears because she didn't want to be too scared. She wagged her tail and went up to these two men. And they, of course, petted her, grabbed her, put her in the van, and took her to the shelter. Then she realized that had been a mistake. She should have been growling and running away from those men. She was there thinking, nobody's going to come pick me up. I don't belong to anyone, as she saw the other dogs come and be rescued. But the neighborhood missed Oreo. And two of my mother's comadres, Chita and Patty, went around and collected money to get the funds to rescue Oreo. They even went to the old lady who lived alone and would feed out of her meager meal Oreo some food. They went to the gringa who was married to a Mexicano and who never left her double wide. But she gave them money for this enterprise. Even my mother pulled out her $5 and contributed to Oreo's rescue. When they had all the money, it took them 3 days to go out and collect all the money. They took it, they got rescued, they took Oreo back home. She was happy, she was free again. She could roam the neighborhood, and she visited the viejita who lived alone and watered her plants every morning. And she also knew to stay away from the house that had those kids that were always messing with her. She also knew everything else that was happening, all the idiosyncrasies of all the households. That, for example, the couple that watched Jeopardy after afternoon and then took a nap. She knew about the family that didn't have too much food and were on food stamps. She also knew of all the kids in the neighborhood who were the kind ones and the mean ones. So one day, some of these mean kids were teasing her and pulling her tail and chasing her, and Lichita, this 10-year-old skinny little girl, came up, faced those boys and told them to leave her alone, and they did. So Oreo, from that day forward, stayed with Lichita and went wherever Lichita went. She even went to their house and slept there every night at the stoop, waiting for Lichita. But that didn't last long. The family moved, and they were moving to an apartment house, and there was no yard, and there was no place for Oreo, so they had to leave her. Lichita cried. The mother cried. I think even Oreo cried. And so she went to being free again. She could roam, she could chase cars, she could do whatever she pleased, and she was happy once again. But then she started thinking, maybe this could happen again, the Pereira, or the family would leave again. So she decided she was going to adopt a family. And so she went around and looked what was available. The viejita who lived alone, she didn't have very much food. She went to the neighbors, their neighbors, who were doing other things. The kids were mean, not there. Then she decided on the Martinez family. But she tested them for a couple of times to see how good they would be to her. And sure enough, they passed the test. So Oreo was adopted by the Martinez, or should we say she adopted the Martinez family. As you go through Laredo, there are many dogs that are wild and free. But, you know, a dog has to have a plan, has to have a leash, has to have a home. And Oreo found a home. When I met her, she was already there. And people would say before, pobre Oreo. Now they say, mira Oreo, parece reina. And indeed, she is the queen of the barrio. She rides in the Martinez truck, face out the window, ears flopping like a reguilete. She is happy. And you know, she remembers those days when she would roam free. And she remembers Lichita and all the love she gave her. And she remembers how wonderful it was to lay in the sun in one yard and then go and lay under the nogal in another yard. But through it all, she's very happy she has a place to sleep. Thank you.